Republican Study Committee condemns Iran nuclear deal reboot attempt. By Christina Wong on March 17, 2022. The Republican Study Committee on Thursday condemned the Biden administration's efforts to re-enter a nuclear deal with Iran through negotiations mediated by Russia. RSC Chairman Jim Banks, RN, and RSC National Security and Foreign Affairs Task Force Chair Joe Wilson, RSC, introduced a resolution condemning the administration's attempt to rejoin the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, with the help of Russia at the negotiating table. A renewed JCPOA would increase the risk of a nuclear Iran, enrich terrorists and destabilize the entire region. All that aside, the process in Vienna would be a deal-breaker for any normal administration, Banks said in a statement. Just days ago, Iranian terrorists threatened to kill American citizens on U.S. soil, and the Iranian government openly took credit for a missile attack near the U.S. consulate in Iraq, Banks added, referencing an Iranian missile attack that hit a building near the new U.S. consulate in Erbil. Joe Biden isn't just negotiating with terrorists. He's sending terrorists billions in sanctions relief. But it doesn't end there. Biden partnered with a rogue dictator during the negotiations. This is peak weakness, and the Biden administration is seriously damaging America and our allies' national security, he said. The resolution came after reports suggesting that the Biden administration agreed to allow Russia to evade international sanctions on nuclear projects Moscow undertakes with Tehran. The resolution is co-sponsored by 50 House Republicans and endorsed by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, former National Security Advisor Robert C. O'Brien, Heritage Action, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Action, Christians United for Israel, and Nikki Haley's Stand for America. Pompeo joined with the RSC in April 2021 to announce the Maximum Pressure Act, to codify the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign on Iran. President Trump and I threw out the JCPOA and brought Iran to heel through a successful maximum pressure campaign. We gave successive administrations a roadmap to ensure our allies' security and bring stability to the Middle East. The Biden administration plans to throw it all away, Pompeo said. Pompeo also warned that any deal that enriches Iranian terrorists won't last. Republicans know how to subdue Iran's terrorist regime. We did it before and we'll do it again, he said. Wilson added. The Iranian regime has continued enriching uranium, testing ballistic missiles, and exporting terrorism around the globe. It is no wonder Moscow and Tehran work together on their common goal of ending Western democracy. Any deal reached will undoubtedly benefit our adversaries and undermine the security of the United States and our allies. O'Brien said, the last time we went down this route, the Iranian regime took the billions in concessions and sanctions relief to fund its proxy wars across the Middle East. There is no reason to believe the outcome will be any different today. If this weak deal is not scrapped, America, our allies in the region, especially Israel, and even the ordinary people of Iran will all suffer. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.